Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is the mayor of the rural city of Murray Bridge. It's Brenton Lewis. How are you, Brenton?
Yeah, I'm good. And how's yourself?
Very well, thank you. Appreciate your time on Sandful Radio, and specifically to chat about the MAC SA Country Football Championships, which are going to be held in the Murray Bridge region and specifically in Murray Bridge as well on Saturday and Sunday of July, the 8th and 9th of July, that is. Brenton, I guess it must be getting pretty exciting. Not long now till such a big event is being conducted in your region.
Oh, definitely. We're very excited and looking forward to it. I think it'd be a fantastic opportunity to go and see top football. And, I remember back in my days when I was a lad on the West Coast watching the league play at Port Lincoln. Just those games alone brought the best of the best, and this is a level above that. So, no, really looking forward to it.
As you would be, and fantastic for the area to host it for the first time. That's exciting in itself.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's really a windfall. We as a rural city of Murray Bridge have put a lot of effort and energy and money in on an annual basis into attracting events and maintaining events, but to land this particular one is an absolute joy, and it will be an absolute boom for the rural city of Murray Bridge in itself, but the wider region, taking in the nearby towns of Manham and Tailenbin, which are different councils, Mid-Murray Council and Coorong Council. They'll all get benefit from this.
Yeah, that's what we wanted to chat to you a bit more specifically about, Brenton. It's not just about what gets done on the field. Obviously, the action will be fantastic, but outside of that, there's other things to be mindful about, specifically accommodation for the players, umpires and officials, and great to see a lot of those hotels and motor lodges being used in the Murray Bridge region, but also, as you say, Tailenbin and Manham in the surrounding areas.
Oh, correct, and we've collaborated as a council with Mid-Murray and with Coorong and Alexandrina Council as well to try and become a destination more so, pull out the boundary fences, and I think visitors and tourists really don't care too much about what council they're in. They really want to know what they get within those boundaries, and we are acting as a collaborative, which is yielding benefits already, and we'll only go on to do so. So this event will be a shared event for the whole of Lower Murray and the top end of the Fleurieu, through Strathalbyn and Langhorne Creek, right through that area. I'm sure they'll all be participating as spectators other than players.
And we speak as spectators, hopefully get in the vicinity across both days of up to 2,000 to 3,000 people. And you never know, there might be even a few more, Brenton, given this is probably the closest MAC SA Country Championships that's been conducted to the city centre. So you might get a few city folk. Just wanting to pop up.
I think it's interesting that you draw on that point, because that's reality. I mean, Murray Bridge is a really quick trip up the freeway to Adelaide, 45 minutes to the toll lights, basically, Glen Osmond, and depending on the time of day, whatever it takes to get in or out of Adelaide. But I think you're right. I think it's a very good and a valid point that the ease of access on the freeway, there'll be a lot of relatives and friends and past players that will say, we've got a connection to go and look at those games, and I think it will draw a good crowd. I think you're 2,000 to 3,000. Hopefully it's conservative. The weather's important, of course, but there's not a lot of stadium as such in country and league footy, but provide the weather's kind to us, I think we'll get bumper crowds.
Yeah, the atmosphere is always good at country footy games as well. For the players as well, feeling the crowd right on top of them.
There is. There's a sense of closeness, there's a sense of participation, sense of community. All those things come out. And the other thing about we being lucky to hold it here is it's great for our young people that can go and watch good football and get some leadership out of that as well. And so, from a social viewpoint, from an economic viewpoint, without any doubt, this is a winner for our region.
You raise a good point, because it's so important for that younger generation these days to sort of get up off the couch, make sure that they're active, and to have role models to aspire toward your area. That's vital.
Yeah, always been the case, and that hasn't changed. And you know, it's probably what has changed is it's a challenge to get younger people into energy, you know, into fitness regimes, etc., that it is so easy for them to do other things with forms of technology. So it's important that all of us that look to good health and community well-being encourage our kids to get involved in sports here.
The other spin-off, fantastic for the footy clubs involved in that local River Murray League, is that they're going to be hosting meals, breakfast and dinner throughout both weekends. So a nice spin-off for those, because obviously there's a lot of volunteers that do a lot of hard yards in those clubs.
Correct. Yeah, look, that's right. I mean, the backbone of all the country sports clubs are basically volunteerism, and that's what they survive on. If they had to pay, you know, full wages, total wages for everything that was done for free, I imagine a lot of them just wouldn't be able to stay in the game. So they'll come out in strength. We are a really good sporting population in Lower Murray. Murray Bridge itself as a city has elements of small towns that like Maipalonga and Jervois and Wellington and places like that. They're all part of the rural city of Murray Bridge, but they each still, you know, they prop up their own footy team and netball teams. And so it's a great sport area, a lot of competition here. It seems a competition at all times.
Yeah, most definitely, Brenton. Fantastic to see. And yourself, you're looking forward to getting along and seeing some of the action?
Oh, too right. Yeah, too right. I've already got an invite and accepted a long time ago, and really looking forward to anything I can do, anything I can do at all as the mayor. As council, we're totally supportive. Imperials are a tenant on Johnston Park Oval, which is a council-owned oval. They've approached us for support. We've been able to give significant support, probably not quite as much as they might have liked at this last call, but, you know, there are things called budgets, and we can only do so much in any one year.
Yeah.
But it does bring us to think about the future of where we're going as a league and where our footy's going and what sort of facilities we're going to need to be there in the future as a major town. Major regional centre, it needs a major sporting complex. So all these things, they help build the momentum for council to go on and develop things for better community access in the future. So there's a lot of benefits.
Yeah, most definitely, Brenton. Well, thank you very much for your time today on Sample Radio. We do appreciate that. And, yeah, congratulations on firstly winning the bid, but also secondly, on hosting it. Obviously exciting times for the rural city of Murray Bridge. And we appreciate your time and wish you all the best for Saturday and Sunday, July 8th and 9th.
Oh, look, it's been a pleasure to be able to come onto your program. Appreciate the opportunity, and we'll give it our best. That they've put on a really good show, and I'm pretty sure that given good weather, it will be everything people expect it to be.